in Canuck Development and Growth in Ghana, a comprehensive overview and anatomical context and economic dynamics. Since gaining independence in 1957, Ghana's economic landscape has undergone significant transformations. Initially reliant on agriculture, notably cocoa, the economy has diversified to include robust sectors such as mining, telecommunications, and services. The late 20th century saw comprehensive economic reforms under structural adjustment programs initiated by international financial institutions, aiming to stabilize the economy through liberalization and privatization. Austive economic structure and growth initiatives. With the discovery of oil in 2007, Ghana's economic prospects brightened, bolstering growth and increasing government revenues. The economy is now marked by a blend of agriculture, manufacturing, and a rapidly growing service sector. Government policy frameworks such as Ghana Vision 2020 and the Ghana Beyond Aid agenda have further shaped economic directives towards achieving industrialization, self-reliance, and sustainable development. Eight major economic growth models. Omsoloswan model. Traditional economic growth models like the Soloswan model emphasize the role of capital accumulation, labor force growth, and technological progress. Although useful in understanding foundational growth dynamics, this model's application in Ghana is limited by its assumption of constant returns to scale and exclusion of factors like government policy and resource management. Seemed endogenous growth theory, this contemporary modelling incorporates factors omitted by traditional models, such as human capital, innovation and knowledge. Policies aimed at enhancing education and technological adaptation are vital under this model, suggesting that Ghana's investments in ICT and higher education can drive sustained growth by boosting productivity and innovation. Sustainable development and green economy models. These contemporary frameworks integrate environmental and sustainability concerns into economic planning. They advocate for growth compatible with environmental conservation, an approach Ghana is gradually embracing through initiatives to mitigate the impacts of mining and oil extraction. And cross-cutting issues in Ghana's economic growth and economic participation, inclusivity remains crucial. Despite progress, women in Ghana often face greater challenges in accessing education, healthcare, and equal opportunities in the workforce. Empowering women is not only a matter of social justice, but also economic efficiency, as female participation can significantly boost economic productivity. Poverty and economic growth in Ghana has not uniformly translated into poverty reduction. Rural areas, in particular, remain disadvantaged. The distribution of wealth and opportunities has been uneven, which could undermine long-term social and economic stability. Addressing these disparities involves enhancing access to quality education, healthcare, and employment opportunities across all regions. Sustainable development. As Ghana continues to exploit its natural resources, sustainable development challenges loom. Issues such as deforestation, water pollution, and urban waste management necessitate integrated environmental policy. Sustainable practices are essential to ensure that economic growth does not compromise future generations' ability to meet their needs. OSC challenges and prospect. Despite the promising growth trajectory, Ghana faces challenges such as corruption, infrastructural deficits, and external economic shocks like global commodity price fluctuations. These challenges require robust governance, transparency, and adaptive economic policies to ensure stability and growth. Moreover, environmental issues and the need for sustainable management of natural resources underscore the importance of adopting green growth strategies. This would involve balancing economic growth objectives with environmental sustainability. Or to future directions, Ghana's economic future appears promising with continued policy innovation, investment in human capital, and expansion into new sectors like digital technology and sustainable energy. Regional integration through the African Continental Free Trade Area? AfCFTA offers further opportunities for market expansion and economic integration. pause and a conclusion. Ghana's economic development is a multifaceted issue incorporating lessons from both traditional and contemporary economic growth models. Addressing cross-cutting issues such as gender disparity, poverty, and sustainable development will be crucial for achieving inclusive and sustainable growth. Effective implementation of growth strategies, adherence to sound governance, and leveraging regional economic potentials are essential for Ghana to realize its full economic potential and ensure equitable development for all its citizens.